Daf is Daf Mem Zayin, and we begin from the Mishnah. So when we last year went up to the Mishnah, Salacha Hey, Katav L'shem Malchut She'en Hugenet. So the example is, let's say they're living in Babel, and they write to they do the dating calculation according to a different Malchut, meaning they do it to a different kingdom. For example, I think it's an example. For example, L'shem Malchut Madayv, L'shem Malchut Yavan. Or they use a different timing system. They did that a year according to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Churban Beis HaBayit. Then this is all going to puzzle the get, but we'll discuss that when we get to the Gemara, why that's the case. Ya b'mizrach v'katav b'mar, v'mar v'katav b'mizrach. Or they wrote the get and they put the location in one location, and it was really in a different location. So you can have issues there because it could potentially puzzle the witnesses that way. Because they can say, one second, how can you testify it happened in such a location? You were with us on the other side of town at that time. And well, if so, therefore, if the location's wrong, you can make a problem. That situation, the get is a puzzle get, and if she's divorced based on that get, and she goes and marries somebody else, mizeh, she has to separate from both of them because she's effectively had an affair. And if she does do that, she's asul leboel and asul lebaal, because effectively she's still married to her husband when she tried to marry this other person, and tzricha get mizeh. She needs a divorce from both. So clearly, she needs a divorce from husband number one, because she was the first get didn't work. However, why does she need a get from number two, this second individual? That is because, if you remember, we learned this back in the Masechta Yavama. The concern is that people think that when she married number two, it was a good marriage, and she had already divorced husband number one, and then they'll see her leaving their second marriage without a get. So it's really midrabbanan require a get even from this husband number two. And furthermore, we have all these other knasot that apply. Elo lo ketubah velo peirot. She doesn't get a ketubah or peirot. She loses a ketubah as a result. She doesn't have a peirot. Now, what does peirot mean? Now, this is a concept of the way Korban explains it means, and she doesn't have a din peirot. What's a din peirot? The din peirot is the husband gets to enjoy the peirot from a property, and against that, he has to yifarkena meshevi. He has obligation to redeem her if she's taken captive. Okay, that's the takana together. So the whole takana, I mean, this whole reciprocal agreement, if you like, that is also gone. Velo mezonot, which we just ex the mezonot is the fact that he has to feed her. Now that means even if she, I'll show you the korban, the pnei moshe, I think he says on this, is that even if she borrows money to be supported, she can't claim that money back from the husband. Velo blaot, blaot are worn out clothing she may have brought with her into the marriage, even if it's nechlitz on barzel, because normally the value itself is returned to her. So nonetheless, if there's clothing there, she takes it. She can't even get a blaot. Alze on either of these two husbands. So since all these knasot that are applied. Now, why is that? Because the Kohanim says the Bayilah la kruah gita. She should have at least gone through and read the get. That's what it sounds like. So it's a big knas. Vim natla mizeh. If she took any of these like mezonot and blah and things like that, she has to tachzir. Vavlad mamzer mizeh. There's a vlad is considered a mamzer from both of them. Meaning, let's just explain. From husband number two, clearly it's a mamzer. Why? Because she was married still to husband number one. It was a pasul get. If she goes back to husband number two, we say it's a vlad mamzer midirabana. Okay, fine. And I think we've discussed these big chumras by these messed, like these difficult situations in the past. Let's continue. Lo 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 lezev ze mitamim la velo lezev ze zakin lo b'mitziyatav lemaseya velo papanedra. Meaning, neither a husband, if they're a kohen, can become tamim mitvah, and they're not zakai. They don't get if she finds a big find or maaseh any handy output, like any work output that these husbands don't get. And also they're not able to make for nedariah. So there's much like a severance between the two completely. Even so-called legal, I had to say rights, but legal arrangements, if you say. Saita bat Israel, if she's a bat Israel, she's nifsela kuna. And if she's a bat Levi, she's now pasul, she's also pasul la maaser. Or bat kohen min ha-truma. So two things. One is she's pasul lakuna, she cannot marry a kohen because she has a din of a zonah. And also she's about Levi and she's about Cohen. She herself no longer be able to do truma. Let's say she goes back to father's house. She didn't have any children. So her heirs, if like the children of them, aren't Yorash Ketubah. What's this Ketubah? This is a Ketubah Benin Dichrin. If you remember the special Takana Benin Dichrin, that if she dies, her sons will inherit her Ketubah prior to the distribution of the estate. And the Gemara says similarly, or met to achav, if the brothers of each side, each of the husbands, number one and number two, die, we do chalitza We say they do chalitza both. The chotzi v'lo mem neidin can do yibum. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara says shina shmo shma. If, however, let's say there was another type of psul in the get, they get the wrong names or shemira, the wrong location. Then tetzem mizeo mizeo v'chol adrachim ha'iluba. Then once again, same din, divorce from both his husbands and all the drachim. Now, why are we mentioning it separately? The Gemara will discuss that because why don't you just lump it all together? Okay, Nimrod says, Kol ha'rot she'amru tzarot ahem mutarot, in the situation where the tzara is mutar. If you remember, this could be, for example, if a man married his niece and he has another wife as well. Now, if that man passed away having children, well, and his only brother is the father of this niece, then he obviously can't do yibum to his daughter, it's his arayot. And likewise, because we said this is back in Yevamot, because he can't do Yibum to his daughter, also the Tzara is also Patur Miyum Chalitza. If you remember, that was the case. If, however, what happened is it was discovered that his daughter ended up being an Eilunit, such that it's not really considered even the wife, such a require Yibum Chalitza, that therefore wouldn't actually Patur the other Tzara anymore from the requirement of Yibum. So Tzetze Mizeh Mizeh V'kol HaDrachim Then, and that again, the Tzara ends up going up, goes off and marries somebody else. And what we say, and it's discovered now that she was really a required chalitza and she married someone without chalitza, the Gemara says, Tetze mizeh mizeh, she has to get divorced from both of them, v'chol ha'drachim ha'iluba. And all these other knasot that were mentioned in list in the Mishnah apply. Now, it's important to understand that this must be according to Shita Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because what's the Isser of a woman getting married without chalitza? It's an isul, I'm saying just, but it's an isul love. It's not an isul ariyot. So she wouldn't necessarily have to get divorced. We'll discuss whether she's to get divorced or not, but quite clearly, certainly the children are on a mamzer. That's for sure. So therefore, it must be according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that you can even have a mamzer mechayve lavim. So the Gemara now says, Tav l'shem malchut she'eino get l'shem malchut madai. The Gemara tries to understand why this is the case. Rabbi Yochanan says, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Asu et avlad mimamzer. We mamzer, so we make the vlad consider like mamzer mipnei sakana. So just to explain what the sakana is, I'll just read the Korban Ha'eda. He says, Shiomrua malchut ein anu choshim lechvodam. The whole reason why we're dating the get according to their timing is we mishum shalom malchut. And we're concerned that if we don't make such a gesture that show that we are faithful citizens of the country that are hosting us, it might cause a backlash and it could be sakana nafashot chas v'shalom. So that's why they were metaken, to an extent that it has to be dated to dated to the malchut of the day. But even to the extent that if you didn't do it right, it would puzzle the get, and the child is considered like a mamzer. That's what we're saying here. When the Bnei Moshe explains it slightly differently, he says, "Kol mar de'ikar takana." The reason, the base reason of why you need a takana to write the Shem Malchut Begitin is because sakanas Yerushalom Malchut, like explained. Baruch Hashem im shinash bizeh havlad mamzer. And therefore, if you do a shinui from the base of having of, against this takana chachamim of writing the dating, sorry, the get according to the malchut that's hosting, that's why it'll make the get pasul. So the Gemara says, well, let's just explain this. Rav Huna says b'shem Rav kol hada pirka, the Rebbe Meir, chut mishinah u'shmo v'shem yiro v'shem yira. So this whole perek, or really everything we just listened in the Mishnah, all the various psulim, including losho losho the malchut, lebinyan churban habayit, or mizrach marav, things like that, they are all according to Rebbe Meir. Why? Because Rebbe Meir is of the opinion that if you go against masha tignu chachamim, their lashon is kol hameshanim ematbeir chachamim begitin havlad mamzer. Any time that you don't do a get according to the exact instructions the Chachamim put out, even though you might think midoraita, it's okay, we say the get is pasul and the vlad will be a mamzer if she gets married based on such a get. That's his shita. That's Rebbe Meir. However, except for the case of chutz mishina shmo ushma, in that situation, even Rabbanan that cholek on Rebbe Meir that says that oh, those other things would make a issue, all these. Even if you mashana the child wouldn't necessarily be a mamzer. In this situation, sari of la mamzer, because getting the names right, getting the makomot right, are part of the base ikar, what makes up a get. And without that, avada, the get is possibly even minatora. So, fine. And that, by the way, explains why we mentioned those psulim of not doing it according to the malchut that of which they're in. Like, they didn't write the Shem Malchut, and all the other psalm we saw, Ketav Mar, you know, Mizrach Mar Var Mizrach, is written separately to the next part of the Mishnah, says Shnei Shmo Shma Hashem Rosh Hashem Yirah. That explains why there are two different units, because the first one's only with the Shita Rebbe Meir, where the second unit is, if you like, L'kulei Alma. Now the Gemara says, so Ramana Bai Kamei Rav Yasa, Afa Megaresh. So the question is, it's actually really a question, Afa Megaresh, meaning what we'll see later on is that this is in the ninth parak, the next parak, is it says a three good get in the psulim, but if she gets married based on such a get, the vlad is considered kasher. And the question is, does Rebbe Meir agree with that principle as well? Even though he says kol hashanah here, the vlad would be a mamzer. That Mishnah there discusses, it says that the three cases, for example, Ketav HaKarav Yadov, Ein Alav Eidim, he wrote in his own writing, the Hazmer wrote they get with his own handwriting, or there are Eidim on it, but there's no Zman, or the third case, Yesh Bo Zman, Ein Alav Eidim Echad. Again, we'll discuss that Mishnah, we'll get that in Halacha Gimel. There it says, it's Kasha. So the question is, you've just said this whole Perek Yishtu Rebbe Meir is also the next Perek Rebbe Meir as well. That despite the fact he says, Mamzer, would he agree in those cases that a Vlad is kasher? So the Gemara now says, Amalei Pirka Didchun Eladidan. So late Pirka Didchun Eladidan. So what's that mean? Very interesting. Lashon here, the Korbanena says, Sherebmana Asak Beperek Amegaresh, for Rav Yasa Perek Azorek. So Rav Yasa was learning this Perek. Rav Mana was learning Perek HaMegaresh, which is the next one. V'amaleh Rav Yasa shelo al Perek HaMegaresh ata osek bo amar Rav da'ati k'Rebbe Meir. Meaning, the statement of Rav, if you like, that said this Perek is k'Shinto Rebbe Meir, was only talking about this Perek. Meaning, ela al Perek didan, the Perek I'm learning, sh'anu oskim ba, and not your Perek, which is the next Perek, Perek HaMegaresh. Okay, this is now Halacha Vav. Mishnah says, Hakoneset yivimto, v'achat taratav iniset lacher. So again, someone did Yibum, that Sarah ends up going marry somebody else, because this is a slightly different situation now. So this situation where again, once if there are two women that are married to one man and the husband passes away without any children, you only have to do Yibum Chalitza to one of them, and that patros the other one. So let's say Yibum was performed. It says that Sarah doesn't require Yibum Chalitza and ends up going marry somebody else. It was discovered that what? That unfortunately the woman he did Yibum Chalitza to was actually an Eilun. It couldn't have any children, therefore it didn't require Yibum. And therefore that Sarah went off and got married. Well, she shouldn't have gotten off and married. She required Chalitza. So once again, we say, that really, that as we said, she has to get divorced from both. Well, not really divorced, because she has to get Chalitza from the brother. But anyway, she has to say, mizeh, and all the drachim we mentioned, all the churmas that apply to. The Gemara says, "Hakonesetivimto lo aitatz richelin aselit yabem, v'zu he yevamash niset v'lo chalitza." Now, this is kind of asking a more broader question, meaning that this is the way the Korban explains this piece: that if a woman ends up who requires chalitza says, "Forget this," and goes off and gets married to somebody else, okay? What the question is: can we solve that problem? Ma'ul, the Korban says, Shecholetz la'yabam, can the yabam still do chalitza while she's married to this other person? And then she'll be mutar to stay with that person? Or dilmal, perhaps, maybe she has to get divorced from the person she married, which she shouldn't have, and then you do chalitza. And then she'd be obviously asur to go back to that, to murder Mary, because it's like, kind of like Machzik Grishla might appear that way at least, even though it's not. The Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyah says, simply, Zecholetz v'zeh makayem. It'd be quite simple. You can simply do chalitz and she can stay with this husband she married a bit too quickly. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, in name Rav Yochanan, no, teitzeh, she has to get divorced. So Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Hillel also says teitzeh. Rav Yossi sha'al Rav Pinchas, Heyach Rebbe Sabra, what do you hold? So Amar Lei, so Rav Pinchas responded, I hold like Rav Yirmiyah. She can just do chalitz while she's still married to this other man. So Amar Lei, Choser Bacha, you better be retract from that position. Dilokin, if not, so Anak Tav Alech Zaken Mamre. We will treat you like a Zaken Mamre. Why? Because seem to be the Or Chachamim Mucholik and Rabbi Yirmiyah. And if you go like Rabbi Yirmiyah, like a Dach Yachid against all the Chachamim, you're like a Zaken Mamre, a Chacham that seems to be going against the rule of the Chachamim. So Amar Zvida, Matnida Messiah Rabbi Yochanan. Amisha seems to support Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because we said in this Mishnah, what's the din? Tetzer mizeh mizeh, the shlosh asar dvarim ba. All these 13 things we mentioned apply to her. That's opinion of Rabbi Meir, including the Vlad Mamzer. Sha'amar Mishnah Rabbi Akiva, because he holds like Rabbi Akiva that what? That a you can get a mamzer michayve lavim. Fine. However, Chachamim say no, ain mamzer miyava ela that. The cholek that only on one point it sounds like from the brayta that there's a mamzer miyavama means the mamzer chayev alavim, but what? But it sounds like, according to everything else mentioned, they would agree. Mashma halatzet teitzet, so it seems like she would have to get divorced. So that's why it seems to support position of Yochanan. Okay, this now halacha zayin. Katava sofer bata'a. Let's say the sofer wrote the get. And also the shovar. The shovar is the, if you like, the receipt the woman gives the husband after she receives a ketubah. So he wrote these two documents as required, but he made a mistake. Benatan like a get liisha, the shovar liish. He wrote a get to the woman and the receipt. He wrote the get and gave it to the woman directly, as Sofer did, and he gave the shovar to the man, and they exchanged documents. The man thought he had the get in his hand. And he thought he was divorcing her, but he didn't. He had the shovar in his hand, so he did nothing when he handed it over to the woman, and vice. And similarly, the woman thought she was giving him the shovar, but she was really giving him the get. So there was no handing over the man of the get to the woman. But what happens? They eventually go through their filing cabinet and realize they got the wrong documents. So we say in that situation, well, she wasn't ever really divorced. And all the chumras we applied applies. However, Rabbi Elazar says, no, you've got to be careful on this one. He says, "Im alatar, if they discovered it immediately, you're right. Then yetzer alatar yetzer. It's, however, ain't get the im laachar zman yatzah. If sorry yatzah, I want to yatzah yatzah. If however it was only discovered after a period of time, harei ze get. We say the get was a good get. Shalai kol min rishon leabed zchuto shel sheni. Because why? We're concerned that maybe what may have happened." It could have been that it was proper get. That's what Rabbi, again, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Lazar will say that actually we don't assume that Sofer made such a mistake. But what may have happened? The wife married this other husband. She's not having such a happy marriage. So what she might say to her husband, one, listen, let's just quickly swap the get and shovar and we can make a ploy to make it look like I was never divorced. That's what he's cheshish for. That's why he says that in that situation, even if it's so-called discovered, that they have the wrong documents in hand, we say no. We just if it's so much time has passed, we assume that they're married because we don't want we're concerned that this was just a whole setup. Now the Gemara just says now, Ketav HaSofer Ta'a, Ma'an Kaimim. Now the question is, what's this debate between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim? Im b'sheta'a, if it's well known, everyone agrees it was a mistake. Then after Rabbi Lazar Moder, then everyone Rabbi Lazar would agree that you simply that it's when there's no grounds to say, oh, this is all a setup, the whole switching of gets, because we know it was a mistake. In Bishalotah, if we know that it was a mistake, then Chachamim agree that it's very suspicious if suddenly the documents are in the wrong hands. So Ella ken anan kaimin bestam. It must be the machloket is bestam, that no one really checked the documents. Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar says, Lo chashash shemata'a. Rabbi Lazar, as it says, he doesn't have a chashash that the sofer made a mistake. And therefore, if it's down, down the track, he's down the track, the document's in the wrong hand, we assume that it was some sort of setup. However, Rabbanan choshim, which the Chachamim say, no, we're still concerned that maybe the sofer made a mistake, and therefore, tetzeh mizeh mizeh. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Lazar omer, Im al atar yatzah, eino get, vim lachar zman yatzah, harei ze get. That's what's said in the Mishnah. In other words, if it's found out immediately, then it's fine. Then we, yes, it was a mistake. If it's not, we're suspicious for some sort of kanunya is a lashon. Now the Gemara says, well, the question is, what's immediately? Ezu alatar. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Zira says, Omer ad shelo nitarsa venitarsa. The immediate or after is whether she was betrothed to somebody else or not. Rabbi Yitzhak, however, says Bar HaChakula, says ad shelo niset v'niset. The concern is whether she actually got married to somebody else or not. That's the alatar or not. But the Gemara says matnin mesay le Reb Zira. Well, it seems to be that Mishnah really seems to support she's Reb Zira. Why? Because it's lo hakol min arshon la'abed zchuto min hasheni. Now, which was Rabbi Lazar says if it's not immediate, it's after amount of time, we don't trust this person to la'abed zchut, to ruin the zchut of the sheni. Just trying to understand this. Why is that a proof? So the Korban Eder says, very interesting, says, Mishum, we're not concerned. In other words, we're concerned from this Kanunya. If you say that it's got to be some sort of niset, airi ain kan chashash kanunya, there's no sort of suspicion of some sort of scheming together. Sharei asura hi lo lachzirat mizetnan, because there's no sort of kanunya. The kanunya, I sort of phrase it slightly differently, but then the suspicion that the Korban Eder is saying, the suspicion is that he wants to get his wife back. Okay, so if that's the case, it only makes sense. If it was prior to her getting, like before, miyad is before and after betrothal. Why? Because if it was after marriage that we're choshesh nafka kanunya, it doesn't make any sense. Because if she ended up getting married, he wouldn't be gaining anything by, this scheme. Because the din is if she gets married based on a pasul get or lack of a get, tetzemizo. She wouldn't be able to go back to her original husband. So therefore, the so-called chashash for the kanunya would only be really in that window between betrothal and, if you like, and post. Now the Gemara, elavada bar osa ari ve'ikla mechash the kanunya de muta lachsav, because the kanunya is he might be able to remarry and bring her home. Now the Gemara says, ketav legereshet yishto benimlach. Let's say a man decides to divorce his wife and then he changes his mind. So he wrote, but importantly, he wrote the get. Beit Shammai says, Psalam min ha-kohuna, she is not allowed to marry a Kohen as a result. Already Psalam min ha-kohuna, just having the get written. However, Beit Hillel says, Omrim af al pi, despite the fact, Shatnu la, even if he gave her a get, and the get was given al tnai, and the tnai wasn't fulfilled, such that she was never divorced, that wouldn't make her Psalam to marry a Kohen. For example, if her husband died, she wouldn't be considered as you have like what's called, I think the expression is Reach a get of some sort. However, that get Mitzvah Shem will discuss next year. All right, Kultov, we'll stop here.
You might have thought that, essentially what we're saying is that the woman can't really rely on the get.
Oh, she has to read it.
She needs to read it, and she needs to know. It's been sent to her. How could she possibly know if it was in this place or in that place? I mean, she needs a lawyer.
She's a lawyer. But okay. It sounds like the things he has to get right is the date correct? Is the name correct? Is the location correct?
Yeah,
That's the critical pieces, really.
but the shaliach stands as an aid to the location.
How would she know? I don't know. I have to think of.
I'm just talking about whether the eidos of the shaliach has a halachic status that guarantees that she I mean that she can rely on him and be divorced.
If it's by way of a shaliach, yeah, I'm not sure. Seems so. All right.
Fine, shkoyach.